good morning. Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast. We appreciate you taking time to tune us in this morning. Hope we can be a blessing to you today from the Word of God. And want to send it out to all the shut-ins, those that are not able to be in the house of God. I trust that God will just be near to you this morning as you look to Him and trust Him for whatever comes your way. I'm glad one of these days we're going to get the complete healing when we get home. Praise God for that. Some of us will never be completely healed down here, but we will when we step out on that other shore. I'm glad there'll be no sin, no sorrow, no sickness, no death, no suffering, no pain on that shore. Thank God for the hope that we have through Jesus Christ our Lord. So it's good to be here this morning, and we just want to take a little time to worship with you for a little while today, and getting ready to go to church this morning, be in the house of God. If you've got a Sunday school going to your church, you ought to be there, and you ought to be faithful to it. You ought to be there as much as you are anything else, and be in Sunday school. Children needs to be in Sunday school. Amen. Folks will put more effort to get them on the ball field than they will the Sunday school and in the house of God. So you be there, bring your children to the house of God, and it's good for adults. Sunday school is also for adults. You know, you're never too old to learn. You're never too old to be in school. Amen. And so need to be in church today. Get ready, be in the house of God. Meet us here at Mountain View Baptist Church, where we're members at. And Brother Kevin Norton's a pastor. He'll preach to you the Word of God. You'll be here today. And then, of course, at 10:45 for the worship, at 10 o'clock Sunday school, and then 5 o'clock for Sunday evening, and 7 on Wednesday, prayer meeting time. So you'll be in the house of God all week long, and you'll get what you need to face a frowning world in this day and time which we live in. So I want to send it out to those especially that are sick and going through testings and things of that nature, that problems we have with our old bodies. And so I want to pray for each one of you that are going through these things today, sickness, and then, as I said, shut-ins that are not able to get out to go anywhere. So they can't come. They'd love to be in the house of God, but they just can't come. There's a lot of them like that today. I know some are looking for an excuse not to come. Not talking about them. I'm talking about those that would love to be in church and would if they could. I hope it'll be a real blessing to you today. Our fathers, we bow in your presence this morning. I want to thank you for the Lord Jesus. I want to thank you for what this season means to us. We're celebrating the resurrection of our Lord this weekend. And my, what a blessing it is to be a part of that and to know that our Savior's alive and well today. And that one of these days, we're going to get to see Him whom our soul loveth, and get to be with Him forever and forever, because Jesus said that when He said, "You'll be with me forever." One of these days He's coming back, and I would say, as John the Revelator said, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." I'm ready for Him to come. And I pray, God, you touch every need in Radio Land. Touch those that are sick and suffering today. Be near to them, and the Lord, just be of a comfort to their hearts today. And then, Lord, those that's lost their loved ones, I pray for these families that have had tragedies this week, their children that are get killed and different things. And I pray that you comfort these folks that are going through this situation where death has invaded the home, and just be near to them today. Get glory out of it. I pray, God, you get honor and praise out of it some way. You'd reach some precious heart that needs a Savior, and Lord, they might speak to them about their preparation for their souls. Have you will and way now. Help us in this broadcast. Use it for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, we're going to have some songs this morning. Hope it will be a blessing to your heart today and be an uplift to you. Always good to be able to sing the songs and hymns and spiritual songs and singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. And just rejoicing in Him. Amen. Well, we're going to have one now. Hope it'll be a blessing to you as she sings this morning. Amen. There'll be a light at the river. Praise God for that this morning. All right, have another one now. Hope be a blessing to you.
I'm never alone.
Amen. That'll be the day, thank God, when we get home. And my goodness, what a wonderful blessing it's going to be. I know angels are precious created beings of the Lord, but they don't know what we know. They've not been through what we've been through. They've not been redeemed like us, but they've been created for a job. And mine's a blessing to. They're associated with heaven. Amen. That's right, associated with what the Lord's doing here on this earth, and the angels encamp round about them that love the Lord, and we've got protection by them, and thank God for that. We're not to worship them, but I tell you, we're to appreciate them for what they do for us every day. We just don't know what they're protecting us from every day that we live. Amen. All right, we're going to turn back to Hebrews chapter 11 this morning. We've been trying to preach from Hebrews 11. And you meet us in the house of God this morning. Now, of course, service begins at 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock sharp this morning, sunrise service. We have a regular service tonight, and then on Wednesday night at 7:30. So, and you come be with us today. Be here this morning, and the sunrise service at 8 o'clock here at the church, and I believe you'll be blessed to the Lord if you will come today. And the book of Hebrews chapter 11, we find where the scripture gives us what we've been trying to preach about was faith. Faith that we find in the Word of God. And I tell you, it's a blessing that we can have faith and believe God. And Paul said here, a writer to the book of Hebrews, which I believe is Paul, he said, "What shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, and of Barak, and of Samson, of Jephthah, of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets." So he talked about Gideon here. We covered a few things about Gideon last week, the faith of Gideon, and all the way through, by faith, just by faith. And all of these men and women, he talks about by faith, and what they accomplished and what they obtained from the Lord was by faith. They didn't get it by working for it. They didn't get it by paying for it, but they got it by faith. Believe it. If thou shalt believe in the name of the only begotten Son of God, am this by faith this morning. And we're to live by faith. The Bible simply put it plainly when he said it's without faith, it's impossible to please God. So it's got to be by faith. And these people all the way down through faith, Moses and Joshua and Israel and Rahab and all of these, Isaac and Jacob, and all of these by faith, all the way back to Adam, all the way back through the scriptures, they were operating by faith and obtaining what they have from the Lord by faith. And so we talked about Gideon last week, and Joshua, of course, in Judges chapter 6, where he talks about Gideon, and he said, "If I had time to tell you, I'd tell you of all of these others." So what they didn't have time to tell, the Lord impressed me to try to preach from this today and to reveal what Gideon, some things about Gideon, of course, and then probably some of these others before they'd ever get through with this, and that he talked about Gideon. And of course, we found last week as we looked at Gideon, we find that Gideon here was operating in the land of Israel, and Israel had a predicament. They'd forgotten the word of God. They'd gotten away from the Lord, and because of that, the folks had come down against them. The Midianites had come against them, and they were suffering because of their sins. Now, I think a lot of suffering, national suffering today, is because of sin. We suffer personally sometimes because of sin. Not all things that happens to us is because of sin, but some things are. And And we know it when it is. Nobody has to tell us that. And the Holy Ghost will reveal that unto us and as we're in that situation. But we found that Israel was in a predicament there in verses 1 through 10. And then we find God's opportunity is found in 6 and the verses 11 and 12. God's opportunity. You notice what he said. And the Bible said, but when he said to Gideon, he began to talk to him. And there in chapter 6 and verse 12. And the Bible said, and the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. So he appeared unto Gideon. Who was Gideon? Well, he was one that was treading grace for the wine. And the Bible said, verse 11, and the angel of the Lord said in an oak tree at Ophrah, which pertained unto Joash, the Abizite and his son Gideon threshed wheat by the wine press to hide it from the Midianites. He was a wheat thresher, and it threshed the wheat there, just a common working man that was in Israel at that time. And so the Bible said that God came unto him. An angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him. And so we find here's God's opportunity. Who's God going to use for his people's sin to wake them up from the thing that they've gotten themselves into? Who's God going to use? Well, you know, being God, he could pick anybody that he wanted to. He could call anybody he wanted to call. He could have called that went over to the seminary and I called someone there. He could have got one of the prophets of old and brought them up and done that. But that's not what he did in this situation here. Sometimes he did the others. But the Bible said he just reached down to a common man. Here was Gideon. He threshed the wheat over by the wine press. And he was one and got God's opportunity to use him for the glory of God. Well, and so we found that he began to talk to him here. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said unto him, there was a personal confrontation by the angel of the Lord to Gideon. A personal confrontation. And the Bible said, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. And I want you to know some things and you'll find that what qualified Gideon to become one that God was going to use in this situation. To remind the people of Israel of their need and to be right with their God. Oh, my friend, how much we need that today. You know what? We don't need new laws today. We need some old-fashioned Holy Ghost preaching and the people that believe the Word of God and, brother, will stand uncompromisingly on the Word of God. That's what we need in our land today. We don't need some new laws or some new politicians and all these things. No, we need that. We need God in our land today. We need the Lord and some men of God that will bring the attention of the world unto God. And so Gideon was willing to stand. That's one of his qualifications that he had. He was willing to stand and got opportunity. Here was a man, just a thresher of wheat, just one over there in the field, gathering the wheat and threshing it and working and just working away. And there in the field, and all of a sudden, an angel of the Lord appeared unto him. And God began to reveal himself and a need that he had for Gideon to follow and do what he wanted him to do. And so there's God's opportunity to work in someone's life. Isn't it amazing that God would tend to use us today for his glory? We don't deserve this. No, sir. We don't deserve it. None whatsoever. And God don't look at the qualifications of man, but looks at his qualifications of himself. God qualifies us to take a stand for God and to work for the Lord. And he began to seek out someone that was willing to take a stand. And the Bible said, if you'll notice there, in verse 11, that he was willing to take a stand. He was available for the Lord to use for his glory. And so there's Gideon's willingness to stand in those last days that we're living in. And in that day, when he was there confronted with the sins of Israel and approaching the judgment of God, then we found Gideon's calling. It took place in verse 12.
the calling of Gideon. And the angel said unto him, and the Lord is with thee. And then there was a calling. God called him to do the job that he wanted him to do. And what did he tell him? He said, the Lord is with thee. It seems to me like that God knew something about the character of Gideon. He knew something about what kind of a man this was. He knew the job that needed to be done. And he knew who was qualified to take that job and do it for the glory of God. And so that we find he began to call. He called Gideon and do the job that it needed to be done in Israel in that day. God's people had sinned, and God's people had turned away from the Lord. They'd forgotten about the things of God and needed somebody that was right with him to use for his glory. So he didn't look at his schooling. He didn't look at those things in his life. He looked on the heart. And God looks on the heart today and calls out men, brother, to do the job for him, for the glory of God. God is calling men today to thunder out the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and to preach on the right living and that fellowship with God and relationship with God. We need that today in our society that we're living in this morning. So Gideon's calling is found here in verse 12. God called him. Amen. You're not going to get anything done for God if God don't call you to carry the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's got to be a personal calling. And God came to him personally. Amen. He didn't go to his dad and ask permission for it. He confronted him personally. And they confronted him and called him to do the job that it needed to be done. And so there's the qualification. And there's the willingness to stand that he had. He was willing to stand for the glory of God. And brother, if you'll be willing to follow the Lord and to take a stand for God and have some convictions about you, God will use you for his glory. So he found out who he wanted to use, and his name was Gideon, and he called him there in verses 12. Then we find Gideon's questions. He began to ask questions. Oh, and listen, we automatically do that when we don't feel qualified to do what God has confronted us to do. The Bible said, verse 13, and Gideon said unto him, God, I called Gideon, but Gideon had something to say now. He had something to say. He said, oh, my Lord, I'm telling you, that's what you say, the first thing you say when God does that calling is, oh, my Lord, oh, my Lord. I'm telling you, you know, that shows that he knew who was calling. He knew the gravity of the situation. He knew the holiness of God. And he said, oh, my Lord. He knew he had a Lord. And he said, oh, my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then has all this befallen us? Why in the world, if you're with us, why has all this befallen us? Well, we know that. And we know this because of sin. He brought that out in the preceding verses because they had forgotten the Lord. Amen. And so listen, and he said, why then is all this befallen us? And where is all his miracles which our father told us of saying, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord hath forgotten us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. And oh, you know why? Because in the preceding verses, it's because they had forgotten the Lord. Amen. And so Gideon began to ask some questions and what does that do? It gives God an opportunity to inform him and teach him about the things that's going on in the people of God's lives. And God knows exactly everybody, every situation, every church, every individual. He knows what's going on in our lives today. He knows exactly what we stand in need of, and to be confronted with the gospel and the word of God and the men of God to stand and thunder out the gospel and tell the house of Israel their sins. That's what he needed in that day. And that's what he was calling Gideon for, to take a stand for the glory of God. So he began to question the Lord. Why he asked that? He needed to know what was taking place, and as God would deal with him over how to deal with it and how to confront the sin that's there. And so the reasons were there for Gideon. And so the Bible said, and Gideon began to question. And then we find Gideon just assurance is found in verse 14. All the very thing that's needed for any ministry to be effective is for God to call, number one. Number two, my friend, is to have God's assurance in the heart of that one that's being called. The Bible said, and the Lord looked upon him and said, go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? God sent him. Amen. He said, I've sent you to do a job for the glory of God. And he qualified for that. His assurance was there. And the assurance that God had called him and sent him to do a job. We've got to have that assurance. We've got to know that's what God is calling us to do. Any man of God has got to know what he's there for. Amen. And know that God will do what he said that he would do. So there's Gideon's assurance. And then we find in the next verse, his qualifications. And the Bible said in verse 15, and he said unto him, oh my Lord, there he is again. Wherewith shall I save Israel? And behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. Oh, my friend, listen. And there's Gideon's qualification. First of all, there was no pride in his life. And he said, listen, my family is poor. We don't have anything. We don't have any money. We don't have all these things. And then he said, not only that, but he said, I'm the least in my father's house. An humble spirit. And brother, that's what God is looking for a servant to be used of God as an humble spirit for the glory of God. And there was his family. He was poor. His humbleness, his attitude. He was humble before God and said, I just don't deserve to do what you sent me to do. Oh, listen, my friend. And then we find God put a charge there. He put a charge there. And it was in verses 1. Back up in verse 1, there was a charge given unto Gideon. He said, and the Lord delivered them in the hand of Midianite 7 years. And he charged him to go and deliver the Israel from the bondage that they were in. God called him to do it. Well, our time is gone. May God bless you as our prayer until next Sunday.